Welcome back to the Roundtable.
Elders, form a line and step forward when your name is called. Elder Young.
Yes, sir.
Your mission, brother, will be Elder Grant.
That's me. Hey, brother.
And your mission location is Norway.
Oh, wow. Norway. Land of gnomes and trolls.
Hoo-ah, hey-ya, shoo-ah.
Loves Mormons and he wants some more. A two-year mission is our sacrifice. We are the army of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Two by two, and today we'll know who will make the journey with and where we'll go. We're fighting for a cause, but we're really, really nice. We are the army of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The national tour of the Book of Mormon opens tonight at Proctor's in Schenectady. Hailed by the New York Times as the best musical of this century and the winner of 9 Tony Awards, The Book of Mormon is a blockbuster Broadway smash from the South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone and Oscar-winning composer of Disney's Frozen and Avenue Q, Bobby Lopez. David Larson plays Elder Price in the show, and he joins us now. David Larson, welcome to the Roundtable.
Well, thank you for having me.
So before we talk specifically about the tour of Book of Mormon, let's learn a little bit about you. When did you first discover you wanted to be a performer, and how did you go about pursuing that goal?
Oh, gosh. I guess about 9 or 10 years old, I saw a dance performance that my younger brother was in, actually, and I thought it looked like the coolest thing that I had ever seen, and leaned over to my grandmother and said, I want to do that next year, and I was in my first dance class ever at the age of 10 and fell in love with it. And the rest, I guess you would say, is history. So I started out dancing about 10 years old and kind of got into theater and singing. And yeah.
You grew up in Oregon?
I did.
Was your inspiration well nurtured?
Absolutely. And my family was very supportive at a young age. And I grew up playing a lot of sports as well. And my coaches actually loved the fact that I was in dance class because the coordination, I think, helped out a lot.
Have you done a national tour before?
No, actually, this is my first one. I've been fortunate enough to be on Broadway a number of times, but this is actually my first tour.
And how is the tour going? Because it's the same or a similar schedule to the grind of Broadway, which is 8 shows a week in most cases, but you're adding travel time to that. How are you making out?
So far, so good. But the true challenge of tour is your one day off a week, Mondays, you tend to be traveling to the next city.
And how do you stay healthy on the road?
Lots of sleep and lots of water.
That's simple, but probably sort of hard to stick to.
Yeah, it is.
Do you get to see much of the cities that you visit with the show?
Yeah, fortunately we have our days free, so I try to get out and at least see a couple of things in the city that people enjoy living there.
What are some of the particular challenges and achievements and some of the fun of playing Elder Price in the Book of Mormon?
Oh man, it's so fun. It's so, the show is so well written. Mm-hmm. I've been doing the show... Gosh, I think I've done almost 800 performances already, and I still have so much fun and laugh every single night that I'm on stage. So that's a true gift from the writers to be in a show that doesn't actually bore you when you do it that many times.
Speaking of the writers, the show is, of course, written by South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone with music from Bobby Lopez. Have you met them? Have you interacted with them? Or is the tour, by the time you joined it, running so strongly that they don't really check in anymore?
No, you know, when I first started out, they absolutely came in and worked with us for a few days, as well as the entire creative team. So they want to keep up the product that whether it's in New York, in London, or on the road, you are seeing the same show. We are the same production that you would see in New York, and if not even better, because we are technically the third show in the United States that they put up. So I think by the time they got around to number 3, they really figured it out.
What kind of pointers did they give you as you created your character?
Well, I don't know if I can totally say it on the air, but basically, I will say Trey told me one of the best parts about Elder Price is that the audience loves watching him being crapped on, and he didn't use the word crap.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It's such a funny show, and everyone or people often say that comedy is harder than drama. How do you find the comedy? How do you find that timing? How have you trained to be able to hit the jokes the way you have to?
It is a lot about timing. Cody Jameson Strand, who plays Elder Cunningham with me, we've been doing the show together for some time now, and I think that he and I trust each other so much and are so comfortable with each other that we are ready to not only do what's written, but if we, I don't want to say improv, but if for some reason something goes wrong, we are able to play around with it and still do justice to the show.
So a huge part of being able to do the comedy is trusting your cast.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit like dancing with a partner. You really have to feel a connection with your partner, and we have to feel a connection with each other, but also with the audience, and make sure that we're, that they're with us and that they're following us, that they're not getting too far ahead and we're not leaving them behind.
You mentioned how in doing the show this many times, you still laugh every night. Do you mean that you laugh at the jokes, or have you broken on stage? And if you do, how do you get back on track after you break?
Both. And when we break on stage, we do get in a little trouble, but you know what? It's live theater, and that's part of the fun of it. And in this show in particular, things happen that are funny, or someone says a line a little differently that's really funny. And it's, if you're in the moment and you're listening, which I try to always be, sometimes it makes you laugh in real life, and those moments, if the audience even catches it, the show is so weird that sometimes the audience doesn't even catch what's happening. But if they do catch it, I think it's one of those special moments that you don't get at the movies, and not even sometimes at a concert, but at a live theater piece, it's something that makes it unique.
You also, we talked about trusting the cast, and you said you'd worked with your current Elder Cunningham for a while. Have you had one switch out, though? Have you had two people play Elder Cunningham opposite you?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I have three different people. Sometimes I have two people in a night.
Oh.
If someone gets hurt or whatever during a show, we'll switch out somebody during a show. So it's sometimes amazing what happens at night. In fact, the other night, somebody got hurt on stage, and within the middle of the act, they switched somebody out seamlessly to the point where the audience might have been like, wait a minute, that guy I think was blonde before. Yeah.
You were in Hands on a Hard Body on Broadway, and also in the development of it, the pre-Broadway production at La Jolla. Mm-hmm. And that show was fairly well received, but didn't run for very long. How do you sort of deal with that once you've invested so much time in something you're hoping to see go, and then it doesn't go as well as everyone involved would have hoped? How do you deal with that? How do you cope with it?
Well, I was pretty heartbroken when we found out that we were closing. I had been working on that show for about 2.5 years, and you cope because that's the business.
Right.
I think as an actor, you learn to deal with rejection. I always say you're going to get 150 no's for every yes that you receive in the auditions that you go to. But I don't really know how to say any more about that other than it was completely heartbreaking. And I think, when people work on something for that long in their life and then it goes for such a short period, there's multiple reasons as to why something like that would happen. But ultimately, it's tough.
The Book of Mormon is running at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York, October 20th through the 25th. David Larson plays Elder Price. David, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
The Book of Mormon is at Proctor's tonight through Sunday. To learn more, visit proctors.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Armed with the greatest book in history, we'll convert everyone all across the planet Earth. Army of